Chuck Severson. 40 million people along the West Coast are under flood watches to winter storm warnings. A big storm to pound California through Tuesday, says ABC News forecaster Samara Theodore.
Concentrated rain could prompt mudslides and rock slides. In the mountains, copious amounts of snow, anywhere from 2 to 4 feet. There will be wind gusts as high as 80 miles per hour there, leading to major power outages.
U.S. officials confirm that U.S. and British forces, supported by six other countries, have attacked facilities and weapons of Iran-backed militants in Yemen, who have been shooting missiles at commercial shipping in the Red Sea. ABC News projecting that President Biden will win the first-in-the-nation Democratic primary today.
Folks, South Carolina has once again given Joe Biden its support in this primary election.
Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison at a watch party in Columbia. This is ABC News. Text of the Senate bipartisan immigration bill is expected to be released soon, says ABC's Ike Ajachi on Capitol Hill.
The bill is expected to include adjusting the rules for who qualifies for asylum, even allowing migrants to work while their asylum cases are adjudicated. Now, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the package could reach the Senate floor as soon as Monday, but can they get the 60 votes they need? There may be less support among Republicans. Former President Donald Trump has publicly slammed the deal, telling lawmakers to oppose it. This is all happening as the House is expected to vote as early as Tuesday on whether or not to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The best on the ice, ABC's Joey Waller.
NHL All-Star Game Final, the hometown hero stars for Team Matthews against Team McDavid in Toronto.
Here's Matthews, oh, and he scores in the blink of an eye.
ABC during that 7-4 Team Matthews win. Austin Matthews, two goals, named MVP.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.